Proclamation number 5650, dated the April 12th, 1953. Spiritual rebirth. You humans ought to strive towards spiritual rebirth, for eternal life is only assured to you when you are born again. Your natural birth is merely a process necessary in order to facilitate the soul's path towards rebirth. Your soul must be born again. It must step out of the state of lifelessness into a state of life. It must step out of its shell and be born anew. Thus it should enter a hitherto unfamiliar sphere. It should escape its old cover in order to be able to flourish in freedom and light. Your natural birth is a gift of God, who provides the soul with the opportunity to create a new life for itself. However, it must strive for its rebirth by itself. It must consciously enter a new life. It must consciously strive towards God and work at improving itself in order to release itself from its cover, which effectively was a grave for the soul from which it had to emerge in order to exchange the state of death with that of life. This rebirth is not a gift of God. Instead, the soul itself must aspire to it. But it is the human being's goal on earth which he must reach if he wants to become blessed. And he will achieve it if he, through a life of love, bursts the chains which still keep his soul constrained, if he, through love, awakens this divine spark of life within himself, if the previously dead soul, being weak and without knowledge, is inspired by this spark of life into God-pleasing activity, if, in a manner of speaking, it allows itself to be impelled from within into God-pleasing acts of love, and thereby receives the strength to burst the chains and rise up into a kingdom where it feels at home and essentially belongs. Then it will be born again. It will indeed still live on earth, but its earthly life will be accompanied by a spiritual life. Its thoughts and intentions will be spiritually inclined. By having recognized its task in life, it will strive to comply with it and consciously liven in with God. However, it accomplished this spiritual awakening of its own will, certainly supported by God's grace, which nevertheless is at everyone's disposal, albeit not used by everyone due to a lack of will. You humans should make your spiritual rebirth the goal of your life on earth, for you will only live when you are born again, when your soul has arisen from the tomb of death, when it has escaped spiritual darkness and entered the light of day. And every thought you consciously aim upwards, every deed you accomplish with love, assures you this spiritual rebirth. It must merely be your intention to provide a full life for your soul. Don't keep it imprisoned if it wants to escape the confinement of its grave. You must entirely consciously strive for spiritual rebirth by overcoming everything that still burdens your soul. You must give it complete freedom. The soul shall receive a new life. It shall enter this new life full of light and strength. An infinitely long state of constraint shall be transformed. It shall be born again in spirit and in truth in order to never ever lose this life again. Amen.